What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Delaney Fisher.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
And I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
And oh boy, do we have something good for you today. We have one of you guys are on the show. Lovely helpster, Jessica, is our guest today. We are so excited. We're going to be digging into her story a little bit later. But if you guys remember, about a year ago, I don't know if this was before or after like our first New Year's episode, We said we wanted to interview one of you guys on the show, and we encourage you to write in your stories about your own self-help journey or self-improvement journey or just anything that you wanted to share, no matter where you were in your life. And we got so many amazing people writing in, and we finally picked one and invited her on the show. So that's who you're going to be hearing today.
I'm so excited.
So excited. Should we kick it off with some segments?
Do we want to do any quotes of our own, or do we want to just use Jessica's quotable?
Do you have a good quote? Yeah. Hey, I can have so many quotes every time.
Yeah, seriously.
Overload me.
We should just do one episode that's entirely quotes.
Oh my god.
I would love
people
that.
Just
that
jerking off to it, dude.
Basic bitch episode.
The I would most love that. Inspiring thing ever. I would love that. Inspiration overload. Okay, so I found this on Instagram. It's the account called Self Care is for Everyone. It says, your body hears everything your mind says.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's really good. Right? They posted a little bit more in the caption, which I think is really important too. It says, when you water your plants and you pay attention to them, they grow. Thoughts are like this as well. If you focus or dwell on a thought, it will grow in your mind. Unfortunately, this is true for irrational thoughts as well. For example, if you focus on a mistake you made and you constantly think about it, it can eventually grow into, I'm a failure. However, the rational thought would be, you are absolutely not a failure. Everybody makes mistakes. What kind of thoughts do you have? How do you speak to yourself? Remember, what you think about, you bring about.
It's good stuff.
Very good,
right?
That's
really good.
Man, I've been listening to so many TED Talk podcasts recently. Oh. There's the TED Interview podcast, and there's the TED Talk Daily, and then I'm listening to a bunch of like health and food podcasts lately, and just talking about how much control you actually do have over how good you feel,
yeah.
You know, even when it comes to disease and stuff like that. And you just hearing the same thing over and over again. It's like, man, what we put into our body, what we say to ourselves, all that stuff can manifest in health issues.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta stop making jokes about getting cancer.
Yeah, you gotta quit that.
Start making jokes about living to 100.
Yeah, I know. I feel like if I don't make jokes about something, it will happen to me. Do you feel like that? I feel like if I don't think about it, that's when it'll occur. It's this weird thing I've always had since I was a kid. I don't know why. I do know why. But I just feel like if I don't anticipate something, then the universe will be like, we gotcha.
Gotcha, bitch.
Did this happen? You know? Whereas if I'm going like, what if this happens? The universe is like, well, it's not fun if you're expecting it.
That's
like a weird superstitious thing, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I try not to mention it. Like if I think something's bad's gonna happen to me, it's just all up here. I just keep it. I internalize it. I'm like, okay, this is what I would do if it happened. But I don't say it out loud. Because I feel like that's inviting it in. You know?
Yeah, it's like the secret, like speaking it into existence or whatever. I'm like, if nobody knows, that can't happen.
This is my secret.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a defuck moment.
Yeah,
I feel like I need to share. Okay, so as most of you know, I just got rescued a puppy, Maverick. He's fantastic. He sleeps like a little human in between me and Cam every night, like with his head on a pillow. I'm in love. Okay. But I'm still getting used to like having a puppy around because, you know, I just haven't really experienced that in a very long time. And I was about to get in the shower and I was just butt ass naked in my bathroom area. And I didn't know he was near me. I thought he was downstairs with Cam. And I bent down to like look under my bathroom sink to get some like soap and stuff. And all of a sudden it was just boop, licked my beehole real, real fast, just like lightning. And I was horrified, dude. I was horrified. God. I'm like, oh my God, I'm the worst mother in the world. I just committed accidental incest. Where do we go from here? And I looked at him and he was just looking up like nothing had happened. I'm like, oh my God, our lives just changed. And I don't know. I took the most shameful shower. So if this has happened to anybody else, please, like, just any accidental, you know, licking of any kind to make me feel better.
You know, you didn't actually birth him, right?
Well, it feels this way now.
Yeah,
you know,
it feels like it.
But like, I mean, I should have seen that coming. I should have heard his little paw steps, you know, coming up the stairs. He had just been there the whole time. And it was just
waiting.
I was crouched, you guys, like bent knees, spread eagle crouched. And he just freaking right up there.
I knew as soon as he said you crouched, I was like, oh, someone's getting a tongue in their asshole. That is absolutely about to happen.
Yeah, he licks it. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Well, so that was my defuck moment.
How do you go forward?
Yeah, well, I'm constantly checking around when I'm naked. I'm making sure he's not near me. I don't even want him to see me naked anymore. You know?
Oh, my God. Well, I told you that I tell it on stage. I did it on my album that I did the at-home bikini wax kit a year or two ago. And when I threw the strips away, I ran errands. And when I came home, I kept hearing this weird, like, whap, whap, whap. And Griffey, our cat, had gone through the garbage can, gotten the used bikini wax strips, the Sally Hansen strips, stuck to his paws, little homeless kitty shoes, and was walking around, like, slapping his paws on the floor, trying to get them off. And when he couldn't, he sat down and started licking his paws. To try.
That's so much worse.
That's, continuous licking.
Yeah. That's, like, my cat has licked my pubic hair.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at in my life.
Better.
Yeah,
thank you. I feel
you're welcome.
Better.
It's the worst. It was the most, like you said, horrifying thing I had ever seen. And was,
dude, yeah.
I'm never getting.
I can't. I don't know if it was worse or just as bad as when I used to have a piglet. I raised a little piglet that was my pet in college, and I was cooking bacon at home, and a little bit got on the floor, and he ate it. And that's when I stopped eating meat for a year. So I'm like, I don't know if this is. I feel like it's pretty equal, just in different ways.
Yeah.
Because I accidentally had my first son eat one of his people. And then my other son just licked my butthole.
Well, and this is with pets. Like, I'm sure we have listeners who have kids who have, like, had this happen with actual human children.
Oh, no.
Because that's what I thought is, like, dude, like, when I was watching that happen with my cat, I was like, if that was a kid, like, I would be in prison. Like, you can't, like, that can't happen. But with a cat, it's still horrible. And you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. Get this off of your paws right now.
Yeah.
But it's like, at least you can make a funny joke out of it. But if it's a kid, you're like, oh, I'll never tell anybody this ever.
Right.
I'll take this to the grave with me.
Oh, my God. I feel like somebody needs to start a Facebook thread in our group of like the most embarrassing pet slash kid moments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. James P. Connelly has a funny joke about his son, like bathing his son and his son being like, I think saying something like, is that your penis? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I'll clean your penis. And he's like, no. He's like, that's not how this works. Like, it's not like a reciprocal thing.
Oh,
it's very
God.
Funny. It's much better than what I said. I butchered it, but that's essentially
so that was my
kids don't know. Pets don't know.
No.
They don't.
They have no
but
idea.
We know.
Right.
Right.
It's like, maybe we shouldn't care. Maybe we should just have no shame. It's like, hey, yeah, you licked my butthole. Let's move on with our Tuesday. Right?
It's not like you put peanut butter on it. Like, no. It's not
exactly.
Like you were.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. We weren't inviting this.
Right.
It was a sad accident. And
where do you put your pubes now that your cat got into them?
Well,
the
ocean. We moved.
The ocean. You flushed.
Set them adrift in a bottle.
And my downstairs hairs just grace the waters. Well, it was when we lived in our old apartment that had like no cupboards, no anything like that. And so the garbage can was just like in the bathroom. Mm. But like our other two cats would never think to ever do anything like that. But Griffey's just so weird and is always getting into shit. So now our apartment has an actual cupboard where our trash is in there with a door so he can't actually get in. But before it was just like free reign, little sticky pads.
Yeah.
Yep, it was horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. We'll never forget it. It was disgusting. Man.
You guys have any stuff?
I mean, I also have a defuck.
It's a lot of real defucks this episode. A
lot of real defucks. Kyle, for Christmas, booked us a trip to Joshua Tree to like stay in somebody's little like back house cabin thing, which was great. Really nice. They had a hot tub. Very cool. And it just like, it was one of those trips. Like it was obviously planned for in December. And I feel like the further in advance you plan a trip, the worse it's going to be, you know? Not that it was terrible, but it was like there just a lot of things went wrong.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing that went wrong was, I mean, the last time we were there, Kyle sprained his ankle so badly. I was like, do we need to go to urgent care? Like, it was really bad. It was like swollen. Oh. Luckily, it cleared up pretty quickly. But I was like, this is like, he couldn't walk on it. It was bad.
Oh, my God.
But what we've been dealing with the last few days is like, he and I both have like some bites on us. We thought it was a rash. And so I have a few kind of like in my chest region. I have like what looks like three, just like right on the nip, like real, just swollen. It looks gross. And then I have like two, like one each on my underarms. They both look a lot better now, but Kyle's like covered. Kyle, it looks like something just worked its way down both his sides and like a couple on his arms and legs. And so we were convinced it was like from the hot tub. We're like, okay, they didn't clean the hot tub right after the last guest or something. It's some sort of rash. There's like a hot tub folliculitis thing that is like, it's like an infection of your hair follicles when the pH balance is off in the hot tub or something. And which we emailed them about, and they were like, look, we clean our stuff and nobody else has ever complained, so screw you. Like, they were not cool about it. But it like, it just looks so bad on him especially that I was like, okay, we got to go to the doctor. So he went to the doctor today. I went yesterday to a dermatologist who was just like, oh yeah, those look like bites. And I said, okay, well, what kind of bites? Are they like bed bug bites? Yeah. Because if it is, we have some issues. And she goes, she's like, well, I can't really, she's like, there's no way for me to know. She's like, are you going to go back to that place? And I said, no. And she goes, well, the only way to know if it's bed bugs is to find bed bugs, essentially. And I was like, what do you mean find them? She's like, well, you can see them. She's like, if you have them, you'll see them. Like, it's not like you won't see them.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And then she's like, anyway, let's get your mole removed. Like, she was just like totally cool with that. She biopsied a mole on me. But I kept having to come back to them. I'm like, this is why I'm here. So I went back to the apartment and we looked through everything. Our luggage, our clothes, our, you know, bedding, everything. Couldn't find a thing. Still washed everything in very hot water because I was like, just in case. Just in case. But we didn't find anything. We haven't had new ones pop up since we got back. It was just like the ones we found Sunday. Yeah. So that all seems okay. And then Kyle went today and the guy was like, his doctor was like, these look like bites, but not bed bug bites.
Okay.
So that's good. Cause my dermatologist was just like, she's like, yeah, she's like, it honestly could just be something from outside. Like, you guys were climbing on rocks. Like, just that it could be that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And so he went this morning, but he did get an antibiotic, I guess, because the one he also has one like on his like nipple area, and it looks horrible. It just looks like a hard, painful lump. Like it's all red. He's like, yeah, the doctor says it looks infected, so he's giving me an antibiotic.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Are they itchy? Like
they're itchy. Yeah. So we've been putting stuff on them. Yeah, these hurt. These feel like swollen, but the rest of them on him, like, they didn't hurt and they will hurt sometimes. I think it's mostly an itching thing.
Yeah.
We've just been putting Neosporin and stuff and then the cream I got prescribed. But I was so scared it was bed bugs. I'm so relieved it's not. But like to be in that headspace all day of just like, okay, I guess we're washing everything, like comforter, like duvet cover, like everything. I washed our pillows, like all of it. I just put our luggage outside to inspect it. Like I did everything, could not find even a trace. I sprayed everything with essential oils, like it was just, yesterday was a nightmare. But the fact that it's not bed bugs is good. So, but whatever got him, I think he probably picked up when we were, you know, in the rocks and stuff, probably in his clothes, and then just like went to town on him at night, which is just horrifying. It looks so bad. Like if we both looked like he looked, I would be like, we're burning our house down. Like we're burning this apartment to the ground. But yeah, that's just been like, it sucks too, because it was such a like nice gift he got. And then for that to be how it went is like, oh man, that sucks. Like it just, it's so scary when you don't know what's wrong. And then you go to the doctor and you're like, nobody knows.
No.
Nobody knows what's wrong.
You gotta be your own, you gotta be your own advocate at the doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just telling, Taylor in the car, like my mom was given the wrong dose of like her thyroid medication for like 9 months from her current doctor.
That's insane.
And basically poisoned herself for almost a year and now has to like recalibrate or whatever and get back on the right dose. And like, that's fucking your thyroid handles everything in your body. So she's like, yeah, Delaney, just always be your own like doctor, basically, like just, or be in the know about every little thing, what they're giving you, how much, like, but dude, it's just, like even like going to the vet with Maverick, I have to be like, oh, wasn't this the visit where we're supposed to do this and this, and what about this? And let me, you know,
they don't know
who's taking notes here. Am I supposed to take the notes?
Yeah.
Are you guys taking the notes?
Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
What's happening here?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's so crazy. I talked to my dad and he was like, yeah, I remember when my shoulder, he like hurt his shoulder working out, and he went in and they did an x-ray, and the doctor goes, the x-ray didn't show anything. And he goes, well, isn't an x-ray just like bones? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, well, what about like soft tissue and muscle and stuff? And he goes, oh, that would be a whatever this other thing is. And my dad goes, can I have that? And he goes, do you want it? And my dad's like, would it help? And the doctor's like, yeah, probably. And so he did it. And then he comes back like, oh yeah, you have a few tears. And it's like, you, what? You just weren't going to do that? It's insane.
Yeah, it's... Because, you know, they're very educated people. Doctors, they've done the schooling, but they are still people. They're just humans, you know?
And they were in school for a long time, and they're probably burnt out. That's what I feel. And when I go into a doctor's office, I feel like they're still just like, oh, man, I need a vacation. Like,
yeah, because they never get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just know your own body, people.
Yeah. You know, I think you're right that any vacation that is too planned, because that, maybe that's why weddings are always like kind of a mess in some way or another, because it's the most planned thing. People have been planning it for a year. But anytime you're just like, hey, let's just like go to, you know, Santa Barbara for the weekend. It's like the greatest thing ever because you just threw it together and went, and there's like no expectation.
Spontaneity is the best. Like when something's over planned, it's just like your expectations might be a certain way, and then you might be let down because you spent all this time planning and then maybe it didn't like live up to what you wanted it to be or whatever. With just picking up and running, you got no expectations. Everything's great because everything is like new.
Or it's just a bonus.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is, yeah.
Yeah, I did a set Monday night when we got back and just opened with all that stuff. And I was like, who's been on vacation recently? And there was a girl who goes, I went to Canada to go snowboarding. I said, how was it? She goes, it's amazing. And I said, well, how far in advance did you plan it? She goes, oh, not at all. I'm like, that's why it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Because you
yeah.
just went.
Yeah, yeah, you just did it.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, so I'm eloping.
yeah. Do not blame you. Well, I have a good shit. It's kind of brief, but I got booked on a CBS show that actually airs today as this episode comes out. So if you have cable, it's called Face the Truth. It comes on at 9 a.m. It's hosted by Vivica A. Fox. And I guess they had a previous season of it that was more like Dr. Phil-ish. Hmm. Like, because I think it's produced by the same people that do Dr. Phil.
Yep.
And now this new season, they're taking it in like a totally different direction and it's more comedy based. So anyway, there's like a man on the street segment I'm in today. And then I'm in some more episodes that come out that are longer, more studio things. So and the reason I think Wife is like a good shit, not just because it's like a cool like TV opportunity, which is always fun, but it came literally like 20 minutes after I found out that I didn't get another TV opportunity that I'd been in the running for like 3 months now.
Oh, really?
And had kind of gotten to a place where, I mean, you never say like, oh, I think I'm going to get it, because you just like know that so many things.
Yeah, I don't happen. Even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't talk about anybody. And basically, like, it got up to the point where it's like I was given a contract and like lawyers were like looking over it and like trying to like basically bargain and like make changes to the contract or whatever. And then ultimately, like, they just like, I don't know what else. Like, I'm gonna try and like not talk about it because I don't know what I can say, but basically like that didn't come through.
Yeah.
And I was bummed. Like, I was definitely let down. And I think the longer you're in this business, you learn to take like the no's as like, okay, just collecting my no's and just going forward. But it was kind of cool that this CBS thing, like 20 minutes after I got the email and the phone call being like, yeah, it looks like that's not gonna happen, like, oh, but hey, like, these people. And it wasn't just like through a casting thing, like, they called my management and they're like, we've been fans of hers and we were seeing her growing and we'd love to have her on the show. And like,
that's amazing.
That made me feel so better. Cool. So I don't know, just a reminder to you guys, like, if you're going through a rejection, just know like something cool will come. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes it happens within 20 minutes and sometimes it takes a lot longer for me. It's like usually taking a lot longer. But so anyway.
As they say, rejection is redirection.
Yes. Yeah. You know? I honestly have been thinking about that so much. Like, it seemed like an immediate rejection into redirection. I was like, okay.
It's like, I don't know. I don't even think of like failure and rejection as like negative stuff anymore. It's just all neutral. It's like, all right, whatever. I'll do the next thing that I was going to do. Yeah. Anyway.
It's not the time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, you can't get anywhere if you're not getting turned down by things.
Right. And that wouldn't be a fun story too later on. Like, is it fun to just hear someone go, and then this worked out, and then this worked out, and then this worked out.
Yeah.
And that worked out. That's not fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to be relatable.
Oh, yeah. Man. I did a DIY hair mask.
Oh,
never done that before. I put coconut oil, avocado, and banana in it, and some olive oil.
That sounds delicious.
It's actually pretty delicious. But don't do it, because it made my hair oily for like 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, after washing
it.
I think
did you put it on the roots?
Yeah, coconut oil. I put it everywhere.
Maybe that's for the ends.
And I let it sit for hours.
Delaney.
Where'd you find the recipe?
Why don't you call me? What are you doing? I live 5 minutes from you and you have my every way to contact me. Just send a quick text. It's like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this to my face and head and body. Do you recommend? And I would tell you, bitch, no, please don't. Bad idea.
I just, you know, it's one of those days where I'm like, I want to treat myself to something I've never tried before. And I was like, in a very experimental mood. And I just Googled a couple hair mask things. I'm like, I have most of these ingredients in my home. And I put them in a blender and I poured it into a bowl and I put the bowl on my head. And I just let it sit there for a few hours while
you put
I, like,
the
hung
bowl
out.
On your head.
Well, you know, I put the contents of the
bowl. I thought you just went.
Did my own beauty. What
this
is
a hat.
The hair dryer. Yeah, no, it was. But you know, it worked. It just took a few days to really wash it out. Like, yeah. it feels better.
Yeah, your hair looks good.
But I would use less coconut oil next time.
Or maybe just put it not on your roots.
Yeah, maybe that. But it was pretty gross. I'll be like, I was washing it and then I'd get out of the shower and it was just greasy strings just touching my body.
Delaney.
Kim was just walking around like, why is your hair always wet now? it's not wet. It's just going through something.
Is disgusting.
So super gross. But yeah, that the whole stink episode we did really got in my head. And I purchased all clean whatever shampoo and conditioner. I used the Think Dirty app recommended by our awesome listeners.
Yeah.
And then I've just been weeding out like, okay, what's on the Think Dirty app that's a zero, which is the best rating, and then what's on Amazon that I can just get delivered to my door. That's how I've been weeding out what I'm going to buy. And I got something called Plain, Plaine. They're not a sponsor or anything, but that's what I purchased. And so far, so I mean, it doesn't lather like the other stuff, but that's because there's no bullshit in it, you know? And
it doesn't lather?
It doesn't lather. But
is your hair
really
clean?
Light lather. So yeah, you clean it and you put a little conditioner in and it's fine. But there's definitely a difference in between the stuff that has all the chemicals in it.
What is the difference in feel?
I'm used to feeling like something's lathering, but it's not a bad feeling.
But I mean, after when it's dry,
that are making it lather in your hair. It isn't. You don't need something to lather for it to clean you.
But when you dry it, when it dries, your hair looks the same.
Positive. That's just the shit that they're putting in it to make it look soapy suds.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just saying that? Or did you read that somewhere?
No, I've read that before. Like the stuff that actually makes it lather is just nonsense.
Yeah, that's the hair stuff is really hard.
But it's hard for me too.
I washed my hair 2 days ago and I haven't put dry shampoo or anything or cacao powder, and it doesn't look that oily, right?
Okay. Like, no,
it doesn't look oily. I mean, it's not.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm like,
you want to feel my hair?
Okay,
it's
nice.
It's not super soft, but it's not super dry. I've also haven't gotten a haircut in a year, so that's probably part of it.
In a year?
Yeah.
Can
you please just go see my girl? It's really not very expensive.
I will. I know, I'm at a point. I feel like a real hippie right now. I'm just like, yeah, let it grow, see what happens. You know? I did my own streaks the other day. I think I told you guys that.
Yeah, you did.
I did my own freaking highlights. Nothing really happened, but I'm just seeing how long I can go.
Yeah, I got my hair cut a month ago.
This is upsetting me. You can afford a trim.
Yeah, I can get one.
She's very, very reasonable, and she's wonderful. Yeah. Because when you... Okay. When... This is just... I try to not let the things you do upset me so much, but I can't help it. For some reason, I feel, like, responsible.
Yeah, you're like a parent. You're like, oh, all your choices are my fault.
When you do that with your hair, when you, like, don't cut it like that for so long, the damage goes so far up.
Is that true or a myth? Because I've heard that's
a
myth.
No, I think that's true.
It's true. Really?
Yeah,
it's
I got my hair cut a month ago, and I already feel like I need another haircut, and I think it's because I waited so long.
Really?
In between the last two cuts.
Well, I started reading about stuff, and nothing's clear on the hair stuff. That's why I'm like, why am I getting my hair cut? Well, when I was getting it done every, 6 to 8 weeks is what they tell you. Mm-hmm. Like, is this necessary? Or is just like a thing that people made up?
You can...
Right?
I mean, sometimes I stretch like 8 to 10 weeks, but like... Has there really been a year?
Yeah, it's probably close to a year, if not over a year.
Probably over a year, knowing you, honestly.
I just stopped. Honestly, I stopped.
Like a year?
How do you
it's been a year and a half.
Hair?
How does that come? It brushes.
Fine. It brushes.
It's gross, but like, it's
does
it's
it get
dry.
Tangled?
It's dry.
This is
Kelsey's inspecting my hair on YouTube.
This is a fall leaf. This is a leaf. This is a small shrub.
Kelsey's going to make me get a haircut.
I will put you in the car. I'll pick you up and take you.
I know. I just haven't gotten around to it. It hasn't been a priority. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't, in fact, know what you mean.
You know what? There was a big shift in how I treated my appearance once I stopped doing stand-up. Once I stopped being in front of people or going on auditions for possible TV stuff, whatever, I'm like, oh, I don't really... But it's not because I don't want to take care of myself. It's like, oh, I don't have to do that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't like doing it.
But you also technically don't have to like bathe either. That doesn't mean you shouldn't.
Totally. Yeah. No, I'll get a haircut. Don't worry, guys.
Before we leave today, I'm resending you her number and I'm like going to watch you call her in front of me.
You'll just
enough is enough.
Yeah. No, I will. It's time. I got to get a haircut.
I want to go to her too, actually.
She's amazing.
I got to get a haircut. I'll probably get some streaks put in, but I'll probably still only do it like once every 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
It's okay, babe. I'll be your hippie friend.
I don't want a hippie. I'm
kidding. There's I, a only, you don't I will have love any, you. Right? Yeah. I will love you no matter what. Yeah. You know that. But I also just, you know, I will gently push you to.
I'll get there.
You're like the girl in the movie that the popular girl like takes under her wing. Like you're like the tie to her share.
Dude, that's happened to me so many times when I lived in the sorority house with all the girls, and I was just like the random Craigslist ad that lived in the garage, like
the random Craigslist
wearing stuff like this. Yeah, dude, I got made over all the time. They're like, is that what you're gonna wear tonight for the party at the house?
Yeah, but it's also
let me help you.
It's kind of a compliment because they probably looked at you and they're like, oh, Delaney's so hot, and she's not. Utilize it to its fullest extent.
If you were like an uggo,
I'm not going anywhere though these days. I'm staying inside a lot.
I know, but
you want to set a good example for your son about grooming?
Yeah. Well, God, after the butthole stuff, who knows? Yeah. Like anything is fine now. Anything goes.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you too so much,
and you're so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And I just. It's like whatever, it's like a tick I have where I just like want people to
maybe you can cut my hair. Feel,
I mean, I have cut people's hair before.
Yeah, why don't you just come over and do it?
You can cut hair?
I mean, not like.
That's impressive. But you can like trim it.
It's not like a makeup ability, but it's.
I've been cutting my own hair.
You're going to push Kelsey over the edge.
Just a trim? Like just a little bit of a trim?
What scissors
and then,
are you using?
And that, just regular
scissors. Okay. Okay.
The ones with a zigzag shape that you cut scrapbooking materials with?
The stuff I use for my office stuff. My office.
Really?
Place.
You well, don't even get like. You can get hair scissors at like a CVS.
That will fuck up your ends even more. They're not meant for hair.
I've been brushing my hair out, doing a couple of like little of this for like a layer, and then I'll do a little bit at the bottom. Like that'll hold me over for a few months. And then I've just been doing that for a year, and I'm like, maybe I should go to a professional.
What is happening? What are you talking about? Just go get it done. It's like $50.
I will. It's just annoying. I don't like going.
Okay, for Kelsey's bachelorette party, we're going to go get your hair cut.
Oh, my head is like buzzing
right
now.
I will
now.
Get
like,
your
it's,
I'll get my
it's
hair.
It's crazy how much it like.
I'll get my hair done before we take you out for your bachelorette celebration.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do that for you. And then maybe again before your wedding.
I feel like Kelsey's perfect bachelorette situation would just be taking her friends like to whatever like makeup supply store they need it and just going like, look, this is what you do wrong. And we're going to fix everything
just
about
the
you
most
today.
Judgmental.
No, not judgmental. Helpful. Just like, look, I know you don't have time to see what's wrong with you. So let me just tell you, this is my day and I want to fix you.
Dude, I want to know out of all of our listeners. Is anybody a professional hair person? Whether what is the truth about how your hair grows, the damage, all that stuff? I want to know all that.
Yeah.
Write it in the group. Also, does anybody else cut their own hair or do anything that I'm
and
doing?
And I swear to God, if any of you helpsters condone her going for a year without cutting her hair, I will come to your homes and I will fucking hurt you. You can't.
Just get hair scissors.
You know, also, I tried to grow my hair out for so long while getting it cut, and it just wasn't growing because I was getting it cut every couple months.
Right.
And I had this weird freaking in-between mullet phase for forever because my hair wasn't actually growing. So that may have started where, like, let's just let it go until it's actually long, and then I'll figure it out. So I think that's probably where the habit came from also.
But that's actually, like, a myth, too, because if you're trying to grow your hair out, you're, at, like... It, like the damage is going upward.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like technically it's getting longer,
it's just
but if
splitting
you're keeping
further.
It, yeah, if you're keeping it trimmed, it's long. Promoting Yeah, but the damage that's on that right now is so many inches worth.
Maybe I'll paint with it.
What in the shit, man? What the fuck?
Okay, Pocahontas.
Yeah, what is this?
I don't know. Somebody needs to settle this. Talk about the hair
Bitch,
stuff
it's
in
been
the group.
Settled. I am settling it right now. Listen to me. I know.
But now it's. You guys met me when I was in like my in between, not long, not short hair phase. I did not like it.
I
look there. It is.
That, what are you talking about?
And it looks like the exact same length.
It's not. Your hair right now is not much longer than that, and that is not a mullet. That's like.
That's beautiful. She's talking about the self-helpless picture, you guys. Like, you guys know it. The one from our actual, like, podcast. That's not a mullet. You look beautiful.
I mean, it looks cute there, but I got some barrettes or some shit in there.
What does that have to do with the length,
though? It's not short.
I don't know. This was a strange tangent.
Your hair's the same length as
don't
mine.
Don't apologize. I'm so glad it happened.
Oh, God. Kelsey's going to be on me now.
This is an intervention.
She's going to be on me now.
Like, I didn't know it was a year.
Oh, yeah. It's at least a year.
Yeah, it's been longer. Let's be honest.
If you...
I heard a year. I was like, all right.
Really?
But what is it? What's the real number?
If you want to go longer without the color, yeah. Like, totally fine. Balayage is in. It's a look. But
do extensions.
But trimming. But getting your hair cut, it's like a well-being. It's a self-care. Totally. It's taking care of your hair.
I'll go. I'll treat myself.
Because trimming...
Maybe for my birthday, I'll take myself out to get a haircut.
Okay. I worry about you.
I do worry.
That's a birthday present?
Because trimming makes your hair healthy, whereas color damages your hair. I know that I damage my hair when I color it. So, like, if you don't want to color your hair, just fine. Yeah. But just, you know.
I'll do it.
Before, the next presidential election. That shouldn't be, like, the benchmark. It's like, I'll spend a couple years. No.
Who's that guy?
Yeah, who's that guy?
Oh, man. Good. Well, I think Jessica just called us, so we should...
We should rein it in. She'll understand. It was a very pressing matter that we got to the bottom of this.
So we are about to talk to Jessica, one of our lovely listeners. She is going to tell you about the worst year of her life and the steps that she took to pull herself out of this and move forward. And her story is so inspiring and incredible. And no matter where you're at on your journey, I think she has a lot to offer.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
There we go. All right, you guys. We have Jessica Jansen on the line with us right now. What's up, Jessica? How you doing?
Oh, hey. What's up?
So, about a year ago, we had a lot of our listeners write in just about what was going on in their lives. And your story definitely stuck out to us, one of the ones that stuck out to us the most. And basically, it sounds like you had the worst year of your life ever. And you somehow managed to pull yourself out of it and move forward. And we just want to get into all of that. So if you want to just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, maybe how you found the podcast, where were you in your life at that time, whatever you want to share.
Sure. Yeah. 2017 was the terrible shit. I hope it's okay that I say shit.
Say whatever you want.
Said it twice. And I live up in Northern California in Nevada County area, up in kind of where the Sierra Nevadas are. So Taylor, I know you're from Northern California.
Yeah.
So, woo. And I had actually seen Taylor, your stand up on Conan, and fell in love with you a little bit.
Oh.
Not in a weird way.
Oh, I love you in a weird way.
Holy crap, I love you, not in a weird way. And so I had come across, I was just looking on your website and I came across the podcast and I was like, okay, I got to listen to this. And I think I went through your guys' episodes. I can't even tell you how quickly, so quickly. And I commute about 2 hours of day to work back and forth. So I got to binge listen for, you know, weeks. And then, so here I am. I officially got to upgrade to a Patreon level of this is how we live now because I cut back my Starbucks. I was like, can't do it.
You're the so sweetest. Nice. Thank you so much, Jessica.
That is so sweet. You guys are just so inspirational to me. I can't even tell you. I could go on for hours. I'm excited to like share a little bit about like how you guys have changed my life because I don't know if you realize how much impact you have on other people. It's amazing.
We get a lot of wonderful emails, but it's rare that we get to talk, you know, like this, you know, one-on-one with somebody who's listened to the show, or like, you know, brief meetings after shows we'll talk to our listeners. But it still blows me away every time to hear stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So do you want to tell us what happened with the worst year of your life? Why don't you just rattle them off?
I will. It's great. So I just to set a little context about like who I am and how it was difficult, first of all, I think, just for anyone to work through, and then some of the specific challenges that I deal with in general. So I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I've been sober a little over almost 5 years. And
congratulations.
That's amazing. Thank you. It is probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. I also, about 7 years ago, was diagnosed with bipolar 2 disorder. So that's its own party.
Yeah. Party for one.
Or two.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
And then about 6 months ago, I got diagnosed with ADHD. So that is part of going into what happened a little bit. And then just to, you know, rattle it off, I, in 2016, in December, I left my ex-husband, who was, just to sum it up, a narcissistic abuser. And I loved your guys' topic on Patreon about talking about narcissists, because boy, could I tell you some stories about them.
We'd love for you to. We're going to do that topic soon, I hope. Yeah. And we really would love to hear more.
Yeah. We might have you back.
Okay, deal. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And so then I graduated from Arizona State Online, and that was really exciting. I got my bachelor's. It was wonderful. Life was hard, but I moved in with my mom, and she and my dad decided to get divorced after 32 years. That was going on, and that was really hard. So living with my mother, we've had our share of problems. We've recently started going to counseling, so that's been really great.
Wow, good for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's been so good. And so then shit just rolled downhill, though. I will not lie. I met this wonderful man, not part of the shit rolling downhill.
Okay. I was like, wait, what?
But on our fifth date, we went hiking up in Oroville area. And long story short, my dog pulled me down a hill. 2 miles into our hike, I broke my arm, a spiral fracture in about 4 places, and shattered my elbow. Got to hike out with that again. That was a whole experience.
Yes. You hike 2 miles with that?
Yeah, 2 miles. I see, and people laugh at me that I am overprepared, but I'll tell you what, doing a field sling, I was ready. I had all the stuff that I needed for that.
Wow.
Holy shit.
So, and then we got to drive down a 10-mile dirt road in my Jeep to the closest, like, podunk hospital you've ever met in your life. It was just, it was horrible. And so, long story short with that, they didn't properly diagnose what was wrong with my arm because it was so swollen. So they put it in this crazy sugar cast, and I was high on Percocet for weeks. Oh my God. I don't even know what happened to me.
Oh my God.
And so then finally I got to see a surgeon, and he's like, oh no, this will not heal on its own. And I spent like 4 weeks in agony. So we went in, he sliced my arm open, and they put a 12-inch metal rod with 12 screws. So I have this beautiful bionic arm.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
It has healed wonderfully.
Wow.
And so thankfully, I'm very grateful that I did not get addicted to all of the painkillers they had me on.
Oh, yeah.
I was real clear with my doctor on that. I said, listen, like, I got some problems and I need to make sure that this does not, you know, ruin my life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was rough. And I had just started a new job a month into it. That happened. And they thankfully did not fire me. And I was real grateful for that. Yeah. Then I've always had back problems, but I ruptured a disc when I fell in my lower spine.
Good Lord.
So yeah, got to deal with some like severe sciatic pain that I couldn't walk for about a month and a half. Had to go through that. And so I basically spent most of summer 2017 out of work, on disability. I had no money because I left with nothing from my marriage. I literally had a bag and a dog, which was its own challenge. And then I had started to have some breathing trouble come August. Couldn't figure out. I thought it was just tied in my anxiety. Couldn't figure out what the hell was wrong with me. And finally just decided to go to the hospital because I was like, I couldn't like bend over and tie my shoes without being able to breathe. Oh. They did a scan of my lungs and I had giant blood clot in each lobe of my lungs.
What?
Oh my God.
So, what?
Was it from the fall or was it just...
They don't know. Do you think it was a combination? We've kind of figured out, like, they could do tests, but I'm not gonna lie, I don't want to pay for that shit. It's expensive.
Yeah, no, I hear
I just was like, okay. So I was hospitalized for 3 days for that. And they think it was a combination of inactivity due to my arm and my back, because you become very prone to like deep vein thrombosis in your legs. And it had likely traveled up from there to my lungs and then spread out, and birth control. So I have not been on birth control since then.
What birth control were you on? Were you on the pill?
I was on the pill for most of my life. I've been on the pill, and then I like switched to NuvaRing for a while, and then really didn't like that because it made me crazy person.
Yeah, and... oh, I've been there. What pill were you on, if you don't mind me asking?
I wish I knew. I was the kind of person who was like, I go to my gynecologist, they give me birth control because I need it, and then it was a low estrogen one. Because of my, you know, tendency to mood swings already, trying to not have those as much. And, I quit all birth control. I solely depend on condoms, which is a little bit frightening, but we're smart about it and it's great. And that's just the way it goes. So thankfully I, you know, didn't die. My doctor looked at me when I came in for my checkup and he goes, 99% of people who walk into the ER with that do not walk out.
Whoa. Oh my God. I just got chills.
Me too. I have chills all over. Whoa.
Wow, Jessica. That's insane.
Yeah.
What was it? What did it feel like to have that thrown at you? What did that feel like, that comment?
Well, you know, it was one of those things that now in my life, when I look back on it, I have, especially when I was, you know, drinking and making really good choices. I, you know, or just like being super honest about it. When I had my last drink, I was trying to commit suicide. I think it was actually this, just a way of the universe saying to me, you're supposed to be here. You matter. And you're important. And we're working our butts off to make sure that you stay here. So it was just one of those moments where I went, okay, like it was super scary, but also just reminded me that there's a reason I'm still on this earth with the amount of, you know, trauma that I've been through and all these things. And then to just remind myself that, you know, my higher spirit wants me to be here.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I took away from that, along with it, like I said, da fuck moment.
Yeah. Basically, da fuck year.
Yeah. Da fuck year, oh, man.
2017 was a da fuck year.
I need to like come look at your health gua for feng shui and be like, what is happening here?
Oh my gosh. Wow. I have to tell you that, so I got the Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life book, Kelsey.
Oh my God.
I am in love with feng shui. First of all, everybody about it. I'm like an irritating vegan about feng shui.
Yeah, oh my God, that's me too. That's such a good way to put it. Cause like I totally exhibit those characteristics of like the vegan that's trying to convert everybody, but it's with feng shui.
Exactly. Oh, I'm all, these are my Chinese chickens that hang from my fan in the middle of the room. And here's what they promote.
Like, yeah. Oh my God. I love it. I'm so glad that you like that book.
Oh, I do. Oh my gosh. I got the hygge.
The hygge?
Oh yeah.
I've got myself my little hygge book and I think I've bought everything you guys have ever talked about on the podcast.
Oh my God, I love it.
Oh man.
Awesome. It's wonderful.
Dude, I think I have so many questions.
Yeah. It's okay.
So
it's wonderful.
God, first of all, I can't even believe I'm speaking to somebody with this much trauma and stuff that's happened because you have such a lovely, light, happy personality.
Yeah.
You would never know that you have been through the shit.
Yeah.
So has your personality always been like that? Is that something that came later where you're like, I'm fucking here, I'm doing it? Like, how have you maintained such like a positive attitude?
You know, a lot of it I will attribute to really actually getting into like the deep shit of self-help. Mm-hmm. Like I honestly, like that's what drew me towards this podcast. I have been in therapy for the last 7 years. I see a psychiatrist every 6 weeks. Like I am very conscious about my self-care. I'm terrible at it. And when I don't do it, like I honestly will not lie, I've been going through this crazy depression downswing because the problem and the challenge with bipolar 2 disorder is that when you even follow your medicated like regimen, which I do really well, you still experience symptoms. It doesn't mitigate them. It just kind of lessens them a little. So like I've been just going through this really, like I was listening to the Seasonal Affective Disorder and podcast. And I was like, oh, I feel that strong right now. It's not because of the seasonal affective disorder, but it's just because of my bipolar going through a downswing. So I think like part of what just keeps me positive about it is that I just remember that it could be worse, which is very cliche, but at the same time, I have worked really hard to create this peaceful, serene life for myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the thing that keeps me moving in a more positive direction, is that you come in and you're going to fuck up my peaceful, serene life. You're not going to be part of my life anymore.
I love it. Yes.
I am very conscious of who I hand the keys of my peace to, because I know.
Love that. That's a quotable. Oh. Yeah. That's your quotable for the episode.
Yeah, it's you, bitch. How's that feel?
Yeah. I know. And that's the, like that. I heard that from somebody and I just went, oh, that's it. Like whenever I let people get under my skin, or when I let my situation like mess with my head, I am basically taking the keys to my peace, my serenity, my sobriety, and my life and saying, here you go, you get to take control. Mm-hmm. So that's been a big part of my journey and what keeps me, like, I'm not always happy, but I move forward because I don't ever want to go back to where I was. That's the biggest thing. You're either growing or you're moving backward is what I've learned. And I don't like what was back there. Right. No good. So
after you like healed from the fall and the clots and everything, what was like the first step that you took? Forward, you kind of mentioned like pulling yourself together after so much of this. What was the first thing that you did? Where do you even start? Right.
A lot of it was, well, the first thing I did is I gave myself room to just be a little and to feel healthy. One of the biggest struggles that I had was I gained over 80 pounds, I think, total in a year. And so I gave myself permission to be really sad about that and to give myself permission to actually grieve about how it had impacted my life so much. Yeah. And I have to tell you guys, like, the first step that I took was listening when I heard Alexandra on this podcast.
Oh, on the nutrition episode?
Oh, yes. I literally emailed her probably 3 days after I listened to it and was like, I need to set up a consultation.
Wow.
And
she, that's amazing.
Holy crap. She's changed my life. I've lost 55 pounds total.
Wow. 55?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. God. Congratulations.
I didn't even know that you had worked with Alex Catalano from our podcast until I had emailed you back and forth. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She's phenomenal. Oh my gosh. Oh, so just giving myself permission to just, like I said, just breathe and just be and exist for a little while and not try to fix everything right away. Because I knew I had a really long journey ahead of me.
I think that's so healthy. That's so great.
It was rough. I will not lie. But, and then the other part was just asking and accepting help. You know, that's so hard for me. Mm-hmm. I am the kind of person who's like, fuck you, I do it myself, because I'll do it right and you're going to do it wrong.
Sounds like
somebody I know.
A little bit type A.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So, and that's why I love listening to you all, because I hear myself a little bit in each one of you. And I'm like, okay, what is Taylor doing? Okay, I'm going to start doing that. What's Kelsey doing? Okay, I'm going to start doing that. Okay, what's Delaney doing? I'm going to start doing that. Like, taking that step back with the workaholic stuff has been a huge part of my journey. And, you know, with Taylor, I could totally relate to the new relationship stuff because I'm in a new relationship and I'm like a 16-year-old because I have no idea what I'm doing. So I listen to how you handle it and I'm like, oh, okay, I can do that. I don't have to be scared all the time, you know? Yeah. And then it's just Kelsey, listening to you and just, you know, having listening to you with your work ethic and with the feng shui stuff. I swear to God, I know it's so weird, but I just, that deliberate spiritualism to me made a huge difference in
that's
awesome. My life.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's been super great.
Cool. I have a question. I mean, this is kind of going back because I know you said this was at the end of 2016, but I wonder if you could talk about, you know, leaving your abusive ex, because I know there are people listening to this who are probably in that situation or
just literally just about to ask that.
Or realizing they are. And maybe you could talk a little bit about that and how you got the courage to leave and what that experience was like.
Yeah. The steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it was definitely a lot of it was I got into we got into marriage counseling because it seemed I was so just going through all of the gaslight symptoms that are very common with narcissists and had been isolated from everything in my life. I was being very secretive about recovery and the 12-step program I was a part of. And, you know, he was actively trying to get me to drink again. This guy was, it was messed up. There's a lot of sexual trauma that happened and just a lot of stuff that made it to where I had no self-esteem or self-worth left. And so that working through that independently with a therapist was a good thing to do because we would see the therapist separately sometimes. And, you know, he was very concerned about my safety and my well-being. And it's, you know, but you can't tell a person to leave until they're ready to leave. Mm. And that's probably part of the biggest challenge is I had a friend tell me that, you know, once you're ready to leave, you'll find it impossible to stay. And that was that I had this moment on Thanksgiving of 2016 and you know this his drinking problem has just escalated so intensely that it had gotten so violent. And I had this moment, and I think that this is probably true. I can't speak for everyone who's been through domestic violence, but I had a moment where I realized if I don't make a choice to leave now, I'm going to leave in a body bag one or two ways. I'm either going to go out and drink again because that's where it was headed and that was going to kill me, or he was going to kill me. And I had, thankfully, I had created enough self-worth again that I said, I don't want to die. And that's what this has come down to. And so I ran for it. I, you know, chucked stuff into a bag, grabbed one of two dogs because he would not let me take the other dog. And that's a whole nother depressing story that I will not, I won't trouble anyone with. It's just real sad. I miss my dogs.
I'm so sorry.
They're just my babies. But yeah. It really, it comes down to, it's just, you can't do it till you're ready. And that's so hard to say to people because it's like, you want them to be ready, but nobody could talk me into it until I was ready to say, you know what, my life is worth it more than this fucked up relationship. You know, and it was really scary because I, you know, he did a lot of the stalking behavior and things that I didn't even really realize were like terrible until I started talking to my therapist about it. Like you just, when you're in the middle of it, you don't realize it's, you know, a horrible atrocity what's happening to you. So, you know, it takes a lot of courage. And I encourage every woman, if they are in an abusive situation, don't let it escalate to the point where if you know that you're going to be not only hurt, but killed, you got to go, because you got to put your life first.
Yeah.
You know, no man is worth that shit.
Right. Yeah.
Tell you that much. Man. So, you know, and calling the domestic violence hotline. I did that recently because he got back in touch with me.
And, oh my gosh.
Yeah, this was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
No. And I called the domestic violence hotline and they gave me all kinds of great tips, and I cannot recommend them enough to, even if women are feeling emotionally abused, because that's just as hard as physical abuse. And it's a great resource because they'll at least help get people to the right place. That's the hard part, is just getting there. And once you're ready, it's like, oh, this is easy. But getting to the point was the hard part.
Man, you're so brave. I'm amazed at your strength. You're incredibly strong.
Yeah.
That's very kind.
Totally blown away. And then you talked about what life is like now, where you have a job that you like, you're financially stable, got your degree, you have a nice new relationship. Like, what a crazy like snapshot of like what your life was like several years ago till now.
Right.
And if there's anybody that's going through similar stuff that you went through or that you continue to go through, what kind of things would you like them to know, or where do you think that they can kind of start to kind of move forward?
Gosh, there's so many things that, you know, I have that I've tried. I cannot recommend therapy enough, and I know that's a big topic of your podcast, and it has changed my life. I've been through a lot of therapists, but I have finally found one. It takes perseverance, because there's just people out there who have no idea what they're doing. And then you also have personality conflicts, which is normal. But I encourage people, don't give up until you find the right therapist, because like, we've done stuff where we're going back to my childhood. My most recent homework is really like the worst, but it's so good because my therapist gives me homework. And
I love that. I like when they do that.
I know, me too.
Oh, I know. I was like, listen, I did homework for this episode. I have this little piece of paper here with all these thoughts on it.
Oh, I love you. You are definitely part of our tribe, man.
Oh yes. Yeah. I found my people. And I realized so what he has helped me with is he said, you know, because I'm going through this depressive cycle that's been a little hard to get out of. But this is what's so great about therapy is he said, when was the last time you felt like this as a child? Like, when did you notice that you started to feel like this? Mm-hmm. And it was right around when I was 12, dealing with a lot of like, just a lot of family turmoil. And he said, I want you to look at that 12-year-old girl and pretend she's in this room. And I just immediately start crying.
Yeah.
And I might cry a little bit as I tell this, but because I remember her so clearly. And he asked me, he said, what is it that she needs? And I've been trying to answer that question because he keeps asking me it every now and then. And I said, I finally just came to the conclusion. I said, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that girl needed. I said, I have a picture of myself when I was 11. And that girl, I don't know where she went. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to that happy, beautiful, just smiling all the time into this 12-year-old who's just miserable and depressed and then went through just a gambit of shit for the next, you know, 12 years. But So really understanding like what it is that she needed. And a lot of it was just safety and comfort. Yeah. And so that's probably like my biggest recommendation is looking back at when you first started feeling the way you feel right now and trying to figure out what that person needed then. Cause she did not need a fifth of vodka. I'll tell you that. She did not need a bottle of pills. She did not need a credit card. And those are all the things that I used to just use to deal with my, you know, my mental health.
Yeah.
And so that's been a large part of it. Therapy is just, man, I'll tell you what, it's the best. And I gobble up self-help books. I will read anything, and I have taken away pretty much like something from everybody that I listen to or that I, you know, interact with. And then also realizing that honestly, how different my life is today from when it was back then is that we have a saying in this group that I'm a part of is that all you have to change is everything. Mm-hmm. And as daunting as that is, it's done a day at a time. It's done little pieces at a time. And when you can break it apart into small incremental steps of healing, it makes a huge difference as to where I am now versus where I was a few years ago.
That is so cool.
Dude. Man, you said so much good stuff.
Oh my God. I feel like you need to write a book or give a TED talk or something. Because God, you got some.
Yeah, I have a book title. I will not lie. I came up with it while I was in the hospital for my lung clutch.
Really? Well, you need to write that book.
Yeah, you got a story to tell.
You have a massive story to tell. I think I speak for all of us when we'd love to have you back for another episode, maybe about if you're open to it, domestic violence, narcissism, all that stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We'd love to do a follow up episode with you on that.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would. And, you know, I'm so flattered. I'm like starstruck right now. I can't even talk. I called my mom and my sister and my friend and everyone I knew. And I was like, oh, my God, I get to talk to these girls and they're amazing. And I'm so excited.
You're amazing. You're kidding me? Oh, my God.
Thank you.
We feel the same way about you. And if you're okay with this, Jessica, is there somewhere that somebody can maybe reach you if they have like a similar story and they maybe want to connect with you on something? Are we able to like provide them with an email or something like that? Or we can just have
stuff
forwarded to you?
Yeah, you can send anything you want to my personal email. It's fine. They can also find me on Facebook and message me there is fine.
Perfect.
I'm happy to help people because it's been taught to me to pass on, you know, the gifts that I've been given to other people around me. And so I have so much like just deep compassion for people who go through this because I know how painful it is. And it, you know, I know that there's women who go through things that, and men, honestly, that go through things that are worse than this. And to come out on the other side is really, it's a beautiful, difficult journey. And one of the things that I've been reminded of though, is how grateful I am, which is a weird state of being for everything that's happened to me. I am grateful to call myself an alcoholic today. I'm grateful to tell people that I've recovered from domestic violence, because I wouldn't have the life I had today or be the person that I have, that I am today without it. So it's just, it's all about perspective, and it's real hard to get there, but you can. I promise people that. And, you know, and I'm also happy to, you know, if anyone ever has questions about, you know, living with bipolar disorder or ADHD, like those are things that are, I feel like, a whole separate challenge over there.
I think we got a lot of follow-ups coming your way. A lot of episodes.
It's so sweet. I'm just like flattered. I just can't even like express myself right now. I just, you guys are amazing. And I love the honey episode. Oh my God. I was dying about washing your face with honey. Because I stopped washing my face. I literally, Delaney, I think when you had talked about like washing it off with a washcloth and water, I was like, oh my God, I do that. And then I'm about a basic white bitch with my rose witch hazel, like stuff that I just stick on my face. And I'm like, okay, it's going to fix all my problems. It has cleared my skin up a lot.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Nice.
I love hearing that.
I was cracking up about that. And I just had the red shirt visualization in my head that I could not get out of.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
That's so good.
Well, thank you so much, Jessica. You are awesome. Oh, thank you for being a helpster.
You're the best.
I love being a helpster. It's my favorite thing. I tell people all the time, I'm like, oh my God, you guys have to listen to this podcast. It's amazing.
Thank you for spreading the word. And thank you for being a patron too. That's like the sweetest. We really appreciate
it. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to I'm hoping that at least I'll get like some if you ever feel like coming to San Francisco, San Jose.
Yeah.
I've been contemplating like going down to LA just so I can see you guys.
Because you're so sweet.
I would be so excited.
Taylor and I have shows in the Bay Area, usually at least once a year. And then, we're still figuring out a self-helpless tour, and that would definitely be a market we would go to. Yeah. So don't worry. We'll be coming to you at some point.
We'll be meeting us. All selfish about your schedule. I'm like, I know Taylor's getting out of the red eye version here, but I need you to come to
South Africa. I know. I really want to be up there
so
much.
Oh my gosh. Man. It's so good. I'm so excited right now.
We're so excited. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and sharing your story. And we'll definitely be in touch for, we would like to talk to you more. So this was just one episode down.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't even. Thank you. And thank you so much for doing what you, like I said, what you guys do on this podcast is just, it's life changing. So much of my life has changed because of what I hear. So a lot of that is also due to you. All three of you are amazing.
Oh, man. Thank you so much.
My face hurts.
Of course.
So nice.
Just love you so much.
I know. Wish
so
I could
much
hug
love
you.
Here.
Keep us updated with everything. We'll be in touch. I'll be emailing you a little bit later on today. And have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
I love you guys too. So much love.
Thanks, Jessica.
Bye.
Oh my gosh.
I loved her.
She was so sweet. God,
she needs to be like a motivational speaker or something.
Yeah, for sure.
She's got a gift.
Yeah.
I was going to say, she's talking about the importance of therapy. I thought I would go ahead and let our listeners know again, if you have not already heard.
Yeah.
We have an ongoing partnership with BetterHelp.com, which is a therapy app. So if you don't want to go in person to see a therapist, you can do it from your phone, which is incredible. You can use either text, chat, phone, or video. You get paired up with a professional and affordable counseling. You get matched with a counselor who's right for you based on kind of like what your preferences are. You can start communicating with somebody in under 24 hours. They have financial aid. You have to be 18 or older. And if you're interested and you want to try this out, it's betterhelp.com/selfhelpless. And Delaney still sees her therapist through BetterHelp and loves it. So.
I love her. We're doing bi-weekly sessions now.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good.
So anyway, yep. BetterHelp if you guys want to check it out.
We love you so much. If you want to be connected with Jessica, as she said, feel free to message her on Facebook, which is very nice of her to offer. And then if you want to email selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com, we can also forward those messages to her as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
We love you.
We love you guys. Oh, I have to plug just one thing. I'll be headlining Spokane Comedy Club March 28th through the 30th. So my Spokane people, those tickets are on sale. They're at my website, kelseycook.com, or you can go to Spokane Comedy Club's website, but that's where I will be then.
Off the top of my head, I'm going to be at the DC Improv March 21st through 24th. So if you guys are in Washington, DC, please come to that. And April 5th and 6th, I am at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Sweet.
So the next couple weeks here.
I'll be here.
Getting right her hair cut is where she will be.
My haircut was Adventure Boulevard somewhere. That's where I'll be at. Love you so much.
All right. Thank you guys.
Thanks,
talk to
guys.
You next week.
Bye. Bye. You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self Helpless. You can follow us on social media on Instagram and Facebook at Self Helpless Podcast. And you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there. Information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there, a little bit about the show, our individual sites are linked there, and our contact information, email, and P.O. box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, kelseycook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram, and ttomcomedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys
so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.